Greetings, beautiful people, beautiful souls. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so, so, so loved. So today, guys, I got something real quick for you. It's not really anything that I thought up, but something that I was just reflecting on as I was hiking out in nature today. And it has a lot to do with the heart and love, guys. Like, I don't know what it is about God and this love, but God has really been speaking to me about love in the past year and really having me focus more on love than anything else. Because from my journey and what I've learned that love is such a overpowering and conquering energy, and love is God and God is love. And so that's where he deals with me at. And honestly, I love it. I really do. And I appreciate it. And what I was reflecting on was the fact that at one point in my life, I didn't have love to give, nor was I able to receive love. I wasn't able to perceive it. Didn't really know what it was, and I thought I had an idea of love based on past experiences, but until God really opened my understanding and opened my heart to love, that's when I found what true love was, and that love came from the Most High God. Thank you so much, Lord God. And what I mean by that is I vividly remember a space and time where my heart was so black. It was so darkened. It was so sad and so hurt. And it was like I was carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders and just in my heart, the heaviness of everything that was happening, or at least what I was told that was happening. And then God started to slowly work on me throughout the years. And I mean some years. It took a long time. It took a lot of inner reflection and just sitting down myself in some ugly moments of truth where I could see what was really happening within my heart and why my heart was so dark. There was a lot of rejection in my past, a lot of hurts through traumatic experiences, just a lot of things that I never really expressed. And then some stuff happened and was like a tipping point. It was like almost like I hit rock bottom. And in that moment, back in 2020, when I hit that rock bottom for me, that's when I realized I couldn't go on living the way I was living in this dark space, feeling just dead, feeling like the world was against me, feeling like everything was working against me, feeling like I wasn't in alignment with nature and anything around me. And from that moment, I was like, I can't do this anymore. And I remember I literally was just like, God, I give up. I surrender my heart to you. And from that moment on, I swear, God took my heart and he changed me. He slowly started to really work on me and start to kind of cultivate my heart to let his word get in there to start changing up things. And as I start absorbing more of the Lord, absorbing more of his word, his truth, his wisdom, his knowledge, and his love, I'm telling you, I start to see that on the outside of me. And so it got to this point where I literally started to love myself. Love myself. I start to see myself differently. I start to walk differently, talk differently. Everything was different in a new way. It was like God was literally molding me and changing me into this being of light and love. And now I'm experiencing it, and I've been experiencing it for the past 2 years now. And it's just been so just amazing. And it's such a blessing, because seriously, that point, that dark place that I was in years ago, it was just so loveless. And so to be on the other side of that, I feel blessed, and I am blessed, because God knows it took a long time to get to this point, but I'm living proof that there is, you know, a green side or brighter side or a better side to life after heartbreak and sorrow and trauma and pain. Like, you can really overcome and get the victory of those things and be able to walk on this earth with peace, with love, with joy, with abundance and happiness. Those are all things that come from the Lord. And when you realize he is your ultimate source of everything, and I do mean everything, then it makes it that much easier to move through this space and time, through this matrix, through this world, I'm telling you, through this plane. And I learned all of this in a small amount of time, but one thing I know is I have a lot to learn. But I'm glad to know God, to be able to walk through this thing with this type of love that I'm carrying, because I know this love will be able to overcome and overpower and conquer anything that tries to stand in my way of moving forward to the mark of the high calling. And it's all because of love. It's because of God. And anytime I'm just reflecting in these moments, I know that this is a gift from God. This is God's gift to us, love. When he... When God gives you love, he's giving you him. He's giving you himself. He's giving you himself literally. And it's just amazing because then it comes with his perception, with his knowledge, with his wisdom, with his love, with his joy, with his heart, with his truth. And as you continue to water those plants within your mind, those seeds of truth and love and his words and his wisdom, they spring up into life and life more abundantly. And you just see it on the outside of you. It's like your heart begins to really become a overflowing holy grail of life. And as I see this manifest in my world, you know, I'm just grateful. I'm thankful because God knows it took a long time to get to this point. But as I speak, I'm telling you, you are capable of doing the same. Whatever pain, whatever heart, whatever things that have happened to you in the past, learn to make peace with them, to let them go, to choose peace over war, to choose love over fear. You know, take those things from the past and make something out of it. God brought you through those things for a reason, for a lesson, and for a blessing. And if you're still, you know, kind of suffering from those things of the past, I'm telling you, it's because there's something there still that you gotta realize or understand or get the victory over. There's a gem in those past mistakes and lessons and all of those things, those hardships. There's something there. There's a pearl. There's life there. And when you can find that life, you can bring it over here with everybody else and bring something new here. Because you have a unique walk and experience that no one else has went down. And you being the person that you are, you're going to be able to help so many people. Why? Because of love. Because of the love that you hold. You know, although we serve a God, the Most High, with one love, one heartbeat, he has a unique experience of love for us all. The way I experience love is not going to be the same as the way you experience love. Vice versa, we all experience love in our own unique way with the Lord. However, there is a universal love that we can all tap into from our heart space. And that's the whole point of this journey. You know, we all go out on our journey. We learn, we make mistakes, we do things, we play in the sandbox and in the mud and the dirt, and we get real far and go exploring in the jungles and whatnot until we get to this place where it's like we have to return home, back to the center, back to the heart where we started from, back to that space of God, back to the truth. And we have to slowly or fast, depending on who you are, come back to that space, you know. And it starts with a realization. It starts with breathing and becoming aware of where you are, because if you feel disconnected from love, that's how far away you are from God. And the closer you are to God, the more love you're going to experience and feel, until you get to that point where it just feels like you are love. And then you stand and you say, I am love. I am experienced love. I am walking in love. I am walking with love. God is love, and love is everything and everything around me. And that becomes your experience. And it's just this overwhelming, beautiful feeling. It makes everything feel like everything is working together for your highest good and nothing is working against you. And that's just a beautiful feeling to be in. And I'm grateful for it because God knows it took a long time for me to perceive things in that way. Now that I perceive things in that way, it makes it easier to, again, walk through this space, walk through life, and go forth without fear. Because, you know, I feel like fear is going to be the constant enemy of anybody on a spiritual journey, because fear is there to keep you from doing all the beautiful and wonderful things that God wants you to do. God wants you to live life abundantly. He wants you to explore. He wants you to have fun. He wants you to love. And fear does exactly the opposite of those things. It keeps you confined. It keeps you from trying new things. It keeps you from expressing yourself and, you know, putting your talents out there and doing all the things that, you know, bring you joy. You know, we all got an inner child in us somewhere, and usually if you listen to it, it's gonna guide us closer to love. Our inner child knows love. It knows love. You know, think about it. At one point in time when you were a little kid, before all the bad stuff started happening, you know, you just knew love. You didn't have to question it. You were just it. You embodied it. You walked with it. You loved anyone and everyone. You know, there's like a kid when they're out and about, they just go talk to anybody. That's why you gotta tell kids, don't talk to strangers, because kids don't have a concept of bad people or bad things yet. In that, you know, in those earlier stages, they're just experiencing life. And that's the point. We are here to experience, especially if you have God within you, Christ within you. You are here to experience, because God is experiencing life through you as well. So have a beautiful life, you know, make your life an experience, a journey. And with God, it will be filled with so much love. And again, I just wanted to jump in here and talk about that because that's what I was reflecting on as I was walking. I was just reflecting on this period of time where I wasn't capable of loving. I wasn't capable of being able to see things the way I see them. And don't get me wrong, I'm still a very optimistic person, but I can still be a surrealist. I see things from, I don't know how to say it. I see things from my very unique perspective, you know, and I've learned how to take darkness and transmute it into light via God. To God be all the glory. I've learned how to take the bad things and make them good, or make things or transmute them into light. Because at the end of the day, you know, if you dwell in darkness, that's what you're going to experience. When you dwell in darkness, that's what you're going to see. You know, you are what you look upon, in a sense. And so I've learned to just take those bad things and turn them into good things, make something out of them, to take my pain and make something out of it. When I started this podcast, it was just a way of expressing myself. I felt like I wasn't able to truly voice my anything, whether it was to express what I had went through in the past, things that I've learned on my journey. And by all means, I'm human, so I know that I have a lot to learn, but I feel like everyone is a teacher and a student at the same time. And that's the beauty of life. You know, we all have something to give and we all have something to offer. And when you're walking in love, you're walking in unison. It becomes a we instead of a me. And that's just the beauty of love, you know, and this experience. And I'm just glad because, whew, God knows, it took a long time for me to get to this point. But now that I'm at this point, I'm just grateful. I'm thankful. So praise to the Most High. And I pray that anyone listening to this podcast, I pray that you are able to get the same space. And if you're already there, we made it. We did it. We are blessed. We are loved. And whew, I know the journey that you had to go on to get to this space. Even if I don't know the very details and every unique experience and every path that you had to take to get to this space, I know the intensity and how hard and just how crazy the space of returning to love can be, because it comes with a lot of resistance. You know, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of NPCs and stuff that try to talk you out of returning to that point. But once you return to that point, it is so worth it. It is so worth it. It's like conquering every beast in a game and just beating a game, and you're like, to God be all the glory, I finally beat that game, and now I'm living life more abundantly. But this is the end of this podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening, and God bless.